as we go to the table of the Lord for the first time this year, and as the previous message stated, under the hearing of faith, we recall the words of Scripture, which speak of Jesus. And at this, because at this table, he said that we are to do this in remembrance of him. Now, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, that is Jesus, amen. We have always at this table that cup of wine. I have no wine this morning, so I have water. But the cup is to remind us of the blood. That is the life of Jesus. And the broken bread, that is his body, which he said is given for us. I just want to go to some reading of God's word this morning. In the second chapter of Ephesians, Paul, writing to the church, that is the people that belong to the Lord, says in the second chapter, the 11th verse, he says, wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. That at that time, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. The Greek word being translated peace here is eirene, which the essence of which means to be set together again. For he, that is Christ, is that which sets us together again, who has made both one, that is, the Gentiles, the uncircumcised, as well as the circumcised, for he has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition. Look, in the very beginning, because of Adam and Eve's not trusting God in his word, that condition separated them and all us as well from God. That was our condition. But at this table, remembering Christ, it says, "For Jesus is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition, or that which separated us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain or two one new man, so bringing us together again. And Christ came and preached peace to you who were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through Jesus we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints," that is, with the committed ones, that is, those who have committed their lives, turned over, not wholly, but have committed their lives to God, and of the household or family of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and in whom, that is, in Jesus, all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom? Who? In the Lord, in Jesus Christ, ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. At this table, the 12th verse of the 3rd chapter says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him." This table is an act of faith. We do it remembering Jesus, who broke down and removed that which separated us from God our Father. And we are made nigh now by that which he gave for us. That is his life. That's what we remember when we take this cup and we lift it and we thank God in Christ. For his grace, for his unmerited favor. And we say, hallelujah! Praise the Lord! With an attitude of amen, that is no doubt in Christ and in his blood. Take it in Jesus. This bread also is here as a symbol through which we look to Christ and remember also that he gave his body. Isaiah says it, with his stripes we were healed. Matthew 8 says it, that he might heal all that were sick. Peter, looking back, said, with his stripes ye were healed. God said it. And we hear with faith. And therefore, we take and voice with our mouth that with his stripes we were healed, an act of faith. And we take it, thanking God for our healing also in Christ Jesus. Amen.